Stress.
I used to know a kid named Alistair, though I wouldn't have called him a friend. He didn't hang out with any particular crowd that I'm aware of. To me, he was a nobody. He was just one of those kids that crossed my life briefly without any significant impression. Senior year of high school, he moved to our town, and after I graduated, he never crossed my mind again until I received the pineapple. Hello, my name is John Herman. I inherited a box that included a mystery. I need your help. I need your help to solve it. This is the Disappearance Podcast, Episode 1, The Pineapple. Earlier this year, I received a letter in the mail informing me of the death of Alistair Glamis. The letter, written by a now-retired lawyer from my old hometown of Barton, New Hampshire, informed me not only of Alistair's death, but of a box he left to me. Before I get too far, I want to admit that high school for me was 20 years ago. It's long past. And let's just say I don't hold any nostalgia for those years. I didn't even bother going to my 10-year reunion. If Alistair went missing the year after graduation, then he's been missing for close to 2 decades now. His name wasn't even in the yearbook. When I got the letter, I didn't know what to do other than wait. It was so unexpected. When the box finally arrived and I discovered the pineapple, I called up my sister Talia, who's a year younger than me. My hope was that she might remember Alistair more than I did. Talia lives out west, way west. While we grew up in Barton together, she went to college in Seattle and stayed there. We were never really close growing up for reasons I'm not going to go into here, but we talk more than ever now. Here's Talia.
He was the kid with the hair, right?
Yeah, he was. Do you remember his disappearance?
Sort of. He graduated with you, and then he ran away, right? It's really all that I remember about him. He was the talk of the school the year before, though.
He was?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It was a small school. He was new blood. Jessica scooped him up fast. She was in my class. She's the redhead. They dated, I think. I can't believe I'm thinking about these people again. So, he's dead now?
The letter from the lawyer said declared death, presumably meaning that Alistair had been missing and recently declared or assumed dead. My online search for Alistair turned up something interesting. While I couldn't find so much as a news article about a missing person, no obituary, nothing, I kept searching in my spare time. I work from home a lot, and let's just say between that, being unmarried and without kids, and not being particularly social, I have a lot of time on my hands. While I was searching for any mention of Alistair Glamis, I noticed, quite ironically, an announcement for my Barton High School class's 20th reunion. It's in 2 weeks, at the High Street Tavern in downtown Barton, New Hampshire. That's literally the only restaurant in town, by the way. In committing to this audio project, I have decided that I will attend the reunion. If anything, I'll get to speak with some of my classmates and record some of their thoughts. If any classmates happen upon this podcast, not that anyone would be listening, then know that I'm coming for you. By the way, I almost went to my 10th reunion, but I was overcoming a bad breakup and I didn't want to drive all the way to Barton solo. Barton is way up north. They call that area the Great Northern Woods. I live 3 hours south. My parents don't live up there anymore either, so there really is no reason for me to go up there. Anyone from New Hampshire can tell you that the North Country is like a whole different world. I loved it when I was there. It's absolutely beautiful, but it can be a bit isolating.
You should totally go. I didn't get to go to my 10th reunion. I wish I had, but couldn't get away from work.
Yeah, but you keep in touch with people. I don't.
People change. It'll almost be like meeting them for the first time.
I mean, I don't really feel like I'm the kind of guy worth meeting for the first time. What have I accomplished in 20 years? What am I supposed to talk about? I have a job that's hard to describe. I've never been married. I have no kids. I don't travel. I don't do anything.
Shut up. Just go.
I am going. The only reason I'm going is because it'll be good for this project. The podcast, I mean. The pineapple. I don't want to connect with anyone.
Loosen up. And about this whole podcast thing, are you going to become some sort of crazy conspiracy theorist? Because it sounds like it.
I don't think so. I just feel like Alistair deserves more. I've always wanted to do an audio project like I used to do in college. I really think this is it. I want to give him some consideration.
Well, I'll participate, but don't make me sound stupid or anything.
About the pineapple. Let me explain. Alistair's mystery box was delivered 10 days after Mr. Daniels' letter. What did it contain? 8 vinyl records. It was the sort of pick-through collection you might find at a yard sale or a thrift shop. I flipped through the albums and laughed at some of the cover art, and that was it. I don't own a record player, and I wasn't going to run out and buy one. The only thing that was remotely interesting was a note written on an index card taped on the side. It said, "Please give this box to John Herman, who entereth herein, a conqueror hath been, who slayeth the dragon, the shield he shall win. Sincerely, Alistair." I thought about keeping an album or two as some kind of memorial or memento, but I live in a tiny studio apartment in a renovated mill building. I don't have room in my apartment for things I'm never going to use. I ended up cutting the note from the side of the box and donating the records to a local thrift shop. That is when things took a turn for the strange. The index card I cut from the box rested on my dining table for 2 days before I picked it up again. I was reading, and I needed a bookmark. Yeah, I read a lot when I'm at home. I don't have cable or anything. I placed the index card in my book, only to discover something drawn on the other side. It's faint, but it's there. It's a pineapple. Not just an ordinary drawing of a pineapple, but a stylized drawing. It's the sort of thing you see on welcome mats. Also, there's a single word below the pineapple. It's a name, I think. Reynolds. So now I have a dragon quote, a pineapple, and a name. And it all came from a long-lost acquaintance recently declared dead. Sounds like a mystery, right? The truth is, I'm really into mysteries. And when all this sort of landed on my lap, I knew I had a topic for my long gestating audio project. I was going to call the show The Pineapple, but I realized that the central mystery was more human. It could all amount to nothing, but as I mentioned, I have some time on my hands to ponder it. I have nothing to lose. If you're listening to my voice right now, then welcome to the very first episode of my exploration of the disappearance of Alistair Glamis.
Pineapple as a symbol is really old and very American.
That is Reggie Rogerstone. He works for Don Hack Furniture Warehouse. If you're from the area, then you know them. It's a discount furniture place that specializes in unfinished furniture and discontinued styles and brands. I drive by the warehouse most days, and I just happened to notice the pineapple was on their open flag. On a whim, I stopped by and asked about it. Reggie was delighted to talk. He even let me record his voice. While we were standing there, he looked up the symbolism of the pineapple on his phone. He was so nice, I started to wish I was in the market for a new couch.
It says here, is it okay if I read this? It says that it originates with the Carib tribe of Native Americans. And Spanish explorers who discovered that if the pineapple was placed at the entrance to a village, it meant that the strangers were welcome. The custom was carried on by the colonists who put pineapples on different things to symbolize welcome and hospitality.
See what I mean? Anyway, there's something about the pineapple and the name that I haven't mentioned. It's actually what really inspired this audio project. I used to host a college radio show where I discussed oddball news reports. I've always missed it. And when podcasts started becoming popular, I thought about starting one based on my old show. Right when I saw that pineapple, I knew I had something. And before you question me, I contacted the police already. You see, the drawing and the name was faint and smeary. It's almost like it was written with a needle. The ink is brown. And while I'm not certain, I'm pretty sure it's written in blood. After discovering the pineapple, I phoned the Barton Police Department. I didn't contact my local police department. I thought this was the right thing to do. I was asked to leave a message with the chief. Surprisingly, Chief Talkins called me right back, but he denied my request to record him. I did recognize his name immediately. He was police chief back when I was in high school. I'm pretty sure his daughter was in the class below me with Talia. I mentioned my sister, but he didn't remember her. Anyway, he didn't mince words. The chief said that the case was closed. He said Alistair's father died a year or so ago. They cleared out the house. He said, and I quote, "Freddie Daniels was nice enough to send that box, but it ends there." He added, "There will be no further investigations into Alistair's disappearance unless really compelling evidence compels me to reopen a 20-year missing persons case." He also said that the Glamis land was donated to a conservation group, and get this, the house was burned in a controlled fire 6 months ago. Where I grew up, everyone in town knew my name, but I haven't been back there in a very long time. Soon that changes. In my next episode, I will return to Barton to attend my 20th high school reunion. My goal is to interview former classmates as I explore the disappearance of the late Alistair Glamis. I hope that you join me. Thank you for listening to my first episode. If you can't tell, then I'm recording in the closet of my bedroom. I'm surrounded by clothes. It is a humble makeshift studio, but I really hope to do my best as I explore this piece of the past. If you know anything and wish to share, or if you wish to support the production of the show, then please contact me at my website, disappearancepodcast.com. Or please take a moment to rate and review this program on iTunes so word can spread. This show is a co-production with Partners in Crime Media. Thanks to my sister Talia, Police Chief Ronald Talkins, Reggie Rogerstone, and Don Hack Furniture for making this episode possible. Thanks also to Rudy Sims, Prom Queen, Ben von Wildenhaus, and Tori Miller of Four Hands for providing the music. Thanks also to Laura Scafati and Matt Gold for the support. If you're going to be at the Barton High School class reunion happening in a few weeks, then I'll see you there. As for the rest of you that might be listening, let's talk in 2 weeks.
Partners in Crime Media.